got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. That's me, a vicious criminal. Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, keeping you up to date with all the latest real estate trends and industry regulations, plus valuable home buying tips. Just a friendly reminder, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through financial assistance, education, and monetary assistance as well. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Or you may dial at the long, difficult, winding roadway at 855-487-3224. Check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. You know, not everyone is looking to buy a home, but if you or someone you know is seeking home ownership, then call the good folks at Reach and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge and skills you need to assist you in becoming a homeowner. Well, coming up on today's show, Mindy Spector and Shirley Wilson, two very happy clients, REACH clients, will tell us how they had their homes saved by REACH. Then real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. You know, some people have a nose for news. Steve has a headset and a microphone, and he knows how to use them. After the news, Ivania Rocha joins us with an extra helping of foreclosure soup. Still, South Florida leads the country in foreclosure, and REACH has the cure for your financial blues. I believe that's in the key of G, but I'm not sure. Then our house segment hits the thumb right on the hammer with a special report, When Not to Do It Yourself. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And of course, REACH Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. And if you have a student loan or you're interested in signing up, then you won't want to miss Executive Director Pat Tracy's special report on student loaners. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, REACH Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Here's what we're covering for you this afternoon. Average U.S. mortgage rates declined slightly this week, with rates remaining near historic lows. We'll tell you the numbers. Applications to refinance, though, were down 1%, while applications for purchases were down 8% to their lowest level since February of 2014. Purchase applications are now 17% lower than they were the same week a year ago. Now, there's actually never been a better time to refinance than there is right now. That's because of a little-known government program called Home Affordable Refinancing Plan, or HARP. HARP is available to many, many, many people who are listening right now, but apparently a lot of people don't know about it because it's basically money on the table. And we'll talk about HARP and what states have the most HARP-available homes. The average monthly savings for most Americans under the HARP program is about $250 a month. Think about what you could do with an extra $250 a month.
Mm.
Florida is the state most at risk of rising sea levels. Floridians saw this year what happened when abundance of water falls on the state. In South Florida, flooding and environmental damage littered the east and west coasts of South Florida. But realtors don't seem to be worried about it yet. And where do you suppose the scariest state in the country is? There's a real estate website called Estately, and they picked out the list of the scariest states in the country. And we'll talk about that, and we'll tell you why they chose. But I'm not going to tell you which state is the scariest.
Can we take a guess?
No, that wouldn't be fair.
Okay. Well, when we return, Mindy Spector joins us with her special REACH success story. Folks, these are real stories from real Reach clients who felt compelled to share the Reach experience. So stay with us, because it's hard to tell what direction you're going in if you're not moving.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy. I believe that's how Richard Nixon would have said it, right? We have a special message just for you. If you're looking to buy a home, or if you're a first-time home buyer and you would like to be using FHA, HUD, or other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify for their services. There are more than 10 home ownership classes in Reach's annual educational membership program, and they average between $25 and $49 per course. Reach's Credit Management Workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues and help you get back on a sound credit track. That's why Reach bundled 2 free credit checks per year in this membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. You know, when you add up the cost of all of these valuable educational homebuyer programs, plus the 2 credit checks, you would normally pay $250. But right now, Reach is offering a special to the radio listeners for just $99. That's a $151 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and let them know you would like to sign up for their educational membership program. Toll-free number, of course, 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole, so what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. They're waiting for your call today. Just have to press 0 for the operator at 855-48-REACH. Remember that, to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right, our first guest has a special story to share with us about her experience with Reach. And just to let you know, our guests are here on their own will. We did not pay them to come in. We did not offer them anything. They're here just to tell us their story. Now, that means you don't have to answer anything. That we want to keep your information as private as we can. So welcome to the show right now, Mindy Spector. How are you? Sure. Oh, we want to go to Shirley? All right. Well, Shirley, you jest. All right. We're going to go to Shirley Wilson on the phone. I'm sorry about that. Shirley, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, good for you. Glad you called in. I guess you heard that little statement about you don't have to answer anything you don't want to answer. We want to keep your information private, and we do appreciate you calling in and telling us your story. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Shirley Wilson, and I live in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a nurse.
Okay.
In Port St. Lucie, and I'm just here to tell my story.
Yeah. What happened with your house?
Well, I lost my job because I had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I had heart surgery, and I lost my job, you know, because they couldn't wait till I get back to work, and then everything went downhill.
Right. Well, they usually want you to go back to work about 2 days after you have open heart surgery.
So. Right. And then everything started go downhill, and then the mortgage got out of hand and everything, and I couldn't pay it. Then I had a foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And they filed foreclosure against me. And then, you know, I got a lawyer, and I mean, a few lawyers, and after a couple thousands of dollars with
Ouch.
All, you know, with all these lawyers and everything, they're supposed to be pit bull in the courtroom and pit bull everywhere, couldn't help me. And I went to Florida, your money, though, hardest hit, and Florida hardest hit referred me to Reach.
Right. Oh, there you go. Very nice. Hey, the attorneys took your money, though, didn't they?
Oh, my God. Right now, over $50,000.
My goodness.
And I'm not lying.
You could have paid off your home with that.
I could have, and you know what? They keep me in the house, but they take all my money.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then when I went to, they didn't tell me that I had a court date that they was going to put the house on the market.
Right. Ouch. So when you called the hardest hit fund, how did you find out about the hardest hit fund?
It's a girlfriend of mine called me and told me about the hardest hit.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And then when I called them and I tell them about my situation, and they kind of verified and see that I was really out of work and all of that, and I was unemployed because, you know, the situation I was out of work, they helped me for a while, and then after they couldn't help me no more because I got a job and started working and everything. But I was behind.
Right. Yeah.
I owed the bank over $70,000.
Ouch.
Back mortgage.
Right.
And the bank wouldn't help me. The bank wouldn't talk to me. Nobody wouldn't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tell me to call Reach. So I called Reach, and I met a Miss Dulce Phillips.
Oh,
my God. She was a godsend.
Isn't she? She's the greatest person that we have her on the show all the time. She's so great. We just love her.
When I tell her, look, I have tried every place for modification. I have tried every single place, and everybody tell me about this lawyer. When you get to know this lawyer, he's a crook.
tell us how you really feel.
When I went to her, I said, look, I don't know if you can help me because, I mean, everybody said they're going to help me, and they cannot. And then nobody helps. Nobody could have helped me. Hmm. So she says, she sent the package to me. I fill out the package. I went in her office. We both sit and talk. I pay her for the credit report and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what, Dulce? I don't think nobody can help me. And she said, Shirley, you need to stop. Mm-hmm. And I said, she said to me, look, everybody's case are different.
That's right.
And she said, Shirley, stop listening to the naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
And just put the application through and let it go. Just pray about it.
Right. And that's what you did?
And that's what I did.
And what happened?
And in two and a half weeks, I got an answer.
Wow, that's fantastic.
In between that, they call and ask for different papers and different this and different that. But in 3 weeks, I got an answer. And I'm saving almost $300 and something dollars a month.
Did they do a little reduction on your mortgage too?
They didn't do a reduction on the mortgage. Yeah, they take off like over $300 and something payment because my mortgage was kind of high. But it's a big help, and she got the nerve to ask me if I want to resubmit. I tell her no.
I'm just satisfied
with this because nobody couldn't help me for 4 years.
Wow. That's how long you were in foreclosure?
For 4 years. I'm paying all these lawyers.
You see that,
four
folks?
4 years.
I
tried to do modification with the bank even though I was with the lawyers. I tried to do it on my own. Nobody would help me. Bank of America? Oh, my God. It's like pulling teeth with them.
I'm sure Mort would love to hear that. Mort Aegis is in love with the banks. He always talks about them. But this is a typical or an atypical story, folks. A lot of people get 2-3 years behind in their mortgage, and they think they're done. It's over. I'm sunk. There's nothing I can do. Start packing. Look for another place to live. Not so. All you need to do is call Reach. Let me give you that number one more time. It's 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. You can do just exactly what Shirley did. And now you're still in your home, right?
Yes, 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 and I am so grateful, and she told me she's going to stick with me until the end, until the 3 months trial is over.
Yeah, the probation.
She said she's going to stick with me until the end, and I mean, I have never heard that from no one, and I thank Reach so much. I mean, I don't even know how much, you don't know when, you know, your door ring, and you think it's, they come to put you out of your house. You don't have no idea.
That's right. You have to go to bed every night.
Thank them every day. I cannot thank Reach and Miss Dulce Phillips enough.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we appreciate you calling in and sharing your story with us. It's a fantastic story, and I hate to say this, it's almost typical. I mean, we run into so many people that are behind in their mortgages. They don't know what to do, and they get with the attorneys, and it just doesn't seem to work all the time. So we are so glad you called in to share your story with us, and we'd like to have you on again. Stop by the studio and say hi to all of us.
Okay.
All right. Thank
have
you so much.
Have a great day. Thanks
you
for having
bet.
Me.
When we return, Mindy Spector, this time we'll get her on air, will tell us how Reach helped solve her biggest problem. And, you know, the solution is right on the other side of this break. The problem is, the question is on this side of the break. So stand by while we figure it out.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Woo! Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, hoping your Saturday is better than it has to be. You know, just a reminder, this Wednesday, July 23rd, from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Royal Palm Covenant Church, they are holding their special Financial Awareness and Homeowners Assistance Seminar. That's at the church in Royal Palm. The phone number for more information is 561-793-1077. That's 561-793-1077. That's the Royal Palm Covenant Church. And they will have some speakers there to help you through your financial woes and problems and homeowner assistance. Speakers from Citibank, Legal Aid, TD Bank, and Trish Guilford from Home Run Realty will be there to help out all the folks that need assistance. All right, joining us right now in the studio, Mindy Spector. We finally got it straight, and she also is one of the Reach clients. Let me see, are you happy?
Very happy.
Yeah, okay,
extremely
there you go.
Extremely happy.
She's an extremely happy Reach client. You know, as we mentioned earlier, our guests are here for no other reason than to tell their story. They have not been compensated in any way. We respect their privacy. That means you don't have to answer any questions that you don't want to,
okay,
or anything you're not comfortable with. So that being said, tell us a little bit about your story.
Okay, my story goes back to July of 2012 when I was going through a divorce and my ex-husband decided not to pay the mortgage.
Oh, which, that.
Yeah. Which I guess most people do when they're going through a divorce. We had two mortgages outstanding. We had our first mortgage at about $125,000 and our second mortgage was at about $55,000, which was a HELOC. I'm a dog groomer and one of my very good clients, Rick Snyder,
I know him.
had suggested that I call Reach, but I had contracted with a legal aid attorney prior to that, mm-hmm, which I was still working with. After 6 months of paperwork going back and forth and emails, which I saw myself personally, I said, this has got to stop because this is nonsense. He told me to call Reach. I got in contact with Reach. I spoke with Wanda Camacho.
Oh, good old Wanda.
And she was like a godsend to me. I also dealt with Kenesha Wood,
right,
who I'm currently dealing with now. And they saved my life, literally, seriously.
Really?
I had the second mortgage, which was outstanding, and my prior attorney was trying to lower that mortgage. For 6 months, it took them 6 months. In a week, Reach negotiated with my mortgage company.
You know, we tell people this all the time. We deal with these banks every single day. And I mean every single day. We know the people that work at the banks. They know us. So it's much easier when we call in. It's, you know, like, hi, girl, how you doing? And they work it out for you. And that's
they're incredible. Right? They are caring. They get back to you. You email them. They get back to you. They're professional. They know exactly what they're doing. There's no games with Reach.
Right.
Absolutely.
And how much money did you have to pay Reach?
$5,500 from $55,000.
Wow. That was amazing.
Amazing. And it took them a week, which I could not believe because it was going back and forth for 6 months with the other company.
Now, let me clarify this. Now, how much did you actually pay Reach?
I didn't pay them anything.
Oh, there you go.
Absolutely nothing. They are incredible. They are currently now going to be negotiating on my first mortgage.
Right.
And I'm waiting for that to happen. I'm waiting for a settlement from my husband. As soon as I get that settlement, we're going right to the mortgage company, and we're going to start negotiations. And right. I have complete faith in them.
All right. And you'll probably get a little loan reduction too, right?
Hopefully. We're going to try to negotiate on the principal, actually. So we'll see what happens.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I have complete faith in them.
I know Kenesha pretty well. She's a great negotiator. She has a 45 Smith & Wesson, and they just pay attention to her. I don't know why. But, no, they do a great job there at Reach, and I think the main reason is the relationships that they have with the banks. And, you know, the banks aren't that stupid. They know they're in trouble. They know that the economy's a mess, and they've got to work it out. So it's much easier to work it out with someone you know than a total stranger, especially, and nothing against attorneys or anything like that. They have their function. They have their jobs. But they don't talk to these banks every single day like we do. That's the big difference. And I don't believe Reach charges as much as the attorneys do.
They don't charge anything. And believe me, they're worth everything. They really are. They just are on top of everything, and they don't play games. They tell you exactly what's going on, what has to be done, and no challenge is too big for them.
Yeah, they like hold your hand and take you right on through every step of the
way.
They
really do.
You know,
we
tell people that, and they go, yeah, sure. No, they actually hold your hand. I saw that happen one day.
They really do. In fact, I just received a call from Kenesha this week, indicating that they got legal funding, so she had suggested that I contact a lawyer, which would be for absolutely just to get some information if I need any information.
Right.
And there was no charge, and I've been dealing with the lawyer that they got funding for. So she and her lawyer is wonderful.
That's a Reach lawyer, exactly. Yeah, a Reach lawyer, yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have quite a few people that work with us. You know, we had. Tim Lyons on the show last week. He does a lot of our first-time homebuyer courses, and he's great at what he does. So Reach has aligned themselves with many, many professional people that really know what to do, and it's a good thing they're there. So I guess if we were going to have a report card report, how would you grade Reach?
A++++.
We like to hear that. And again, we didn't pay you for that, right?
Absolutely not.
All right, here's that $10.
Please, I paid enough in legal fees with my attorneys for my divorce.
Ooh. Well, now the number to call Reach, 855-487-3224. If you're having some problems or if you have received the dreaded foreclosure mail, you know, you got 20 days to respond to that, right? Did you get the letter?
I did get a letter for foreclosure in April of 2012, and I had called my attorney, talking about attorneys, mm-hmm. and his answer to me is, oh, I can't help you. Now we're in the middle of a divorce, and he can't help me. He says to me, call a foreclosure attorney. And that's when I got involved with the legal aid attorney who did nothing for me. And when
right.
I contacted Reach, they were great. There's no other words I can say for them.
Well, that's all they do. That's what Reach does. We certainly appreciate you coming in and spending your time with us. Thanks for the story.
Thank you so much.
You bet. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Ivania Rocha answers the question, how can I stop these foreclosure blues? After that, our house segment is here with the moment when you know it's not so good to do it yourself. And of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. And then, Executive Director Pat Tracy checks in with a special student loan report. Heads up, student loaners, this is for you. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, with his index finger resting on the cough button, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescently ineffable news guy, Steve Cody.
Easy for you to say. Good afternoon, everybody. Here's the latest news from the Reach Radio newsroom. Average U.S. mortgage rates declined slightly this week, with rates remaining near historic lows. Mortgage company Freddie Mac reported on Thursday that the nationwide average for a 30-year loan dipped to 4.13%. That's down from 4.15. The average for a 15-year mortgage, a popular choice for people who are refinancing, edged down to 3.23%, with it being 3.25 last week. Applications, though, to refinance homes were actually down a fraction of a percent on the week, while applications for home purchase loans dropped 8% to their lowest levels. Here's the puzzle. There's never been a better time to refinance your home than now. That's because of a little-known government program called the Home Affordable Refinance Plan, called HARP. This allows Americans to refinance their homes at shockingly low rates and reduce their payments by an average of about $3,000 a year. Now, this is unknown to a lot of people, but the Home Affordable Program is for the middle class. If your mortgage is $625,000 or less, you are most likely to qualify. Basically, the government wants banks to cut your rate because that puts money into your pocket. Money in your pocket gets spent in stores, and that helps the economy. That's the thinking behind this. The FHA compiled a list of HARP-ready households sorted by state, and guess which state has the most? Florida. So it's there for you to take advantage of. The average person that takes advantage of this saves about $250 a month. Homeowners not only save every month, but depending upon the current rate, they can also shorten their term. There are also deferred payments. Typically, you can skip one or two payments. Your REACH counselor can tell you all about that. Florida is the state that is most at risk of rising sea levels. Floridians saw this year what happened when the abundance of water falls on the state. In South Florida, flooding and environmental damage littered both the east and west coasts. Wildlife drowned in the Everglades conservation areas. Now experts say that beaches and even the inland Everglades could be lost in less than a century under 5 feet of water, according to a report from the New York Times. The coastal counties of Broward, Miami-Dade, Monroe, and Palm Beach are teaming up to find ways to save themselves. They had a big meeting called the Southeast Florida Regional Climate Leadership Summit in Fort Lauderdale. And it seems at this point, though, that it's not affecting real estate values. Realtors aren't not worried about it yet. Confirming what many Floridians may have thought, Florida was recently ranked as the scariest state in the nation by real estate website Estately.com. The website listed 15 common fears, from hurricanes to bears to dentists, and it ranked each state on how scary it was in each category. Florida led the nation in hurricane landfalls, in tornadoes per 10,000 miles of per 10,000 people, and unprovoked shark attacks. It finished in the top five for the fear of flying, as measured by the total passengers who get on planes, by venomous spider species, and by injuries and death by lightning strikes. The combination of fears led Estately to call Florida, quote, the most likely place to experience a real-life sharknado, or maybe a sharkicane. So according to Estately, Louisiana has the country's highest murder rate, and Georgia was ranked as the second scariest state, even though they didn't lead in any categories. And also, some quick consumer tips for you from the Attorney General's office in Tallahassee. Homeowners, never pay any upfront fees. Avoid any high-pressure sales tactics. Fees may only be collected after services are completed. Second, homeowners should try first talking to their lenders or a lawyer before contracting with any third-party company for rescue or modification services. And finally, if a homeowner believes that he or she had been taken advantage of by a disreputable company, he or she should call the Florida State Attorney General's fraud hotline. It's 1-866-9-NO-SCAM. 1-866-9-NO-SCAM. And their website is at myfloridalegal.com. And that, my friends, is the news. Yes.
So Florida winds up being the scariest state.
Because of hurricane, sharknadoes. And sharkicanes.
You know, how about hurricanes? You know, they forgot to tell us about the senior citizens down here. That's probably the scariest thing. You know, if you've ever been out on the South Florida road.
On 95, yeah, you see nothing but the top of a hat and knuckles.
Yep. And I'll tell you something else that's brand new in Florida now. all the senior citizens are having airbags installed on their walkers. So that's how you can tell that we're in a dangerous state. Oh, brother. Okay, joining us in the studio right now is Ivania Rocha. She is a licensed real estate agent specializing in the ever-popular short sales. She earned her degree in business management from Florida Atlantic University, and now she's a counselor with Reach. How you doing?
Fine, and you?
Oh, glad you took the Saturday to come in, right?
Yes.
That's just what you wanted to do,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Do you hear that, Pat? She's here. Yeah, we have connections here, I'll tell you. All right, so we didn't get enough foreclosure information last month, even though last month was foreclosure information month. But it just seems to keep flowing over. Florida, still the number one state in foreclosures. So it begs to ask the question, why? What in the heck is going on with Florida that makes us number one in the foreclosure business?
Probably because Florida was one of the states where the prices actually increased faster than others, and there was so much demand and so many constructions. And a lot of people who were just normal, average, there were no investors, got into the idea that it would be good for them to have an opportunity to double their money, and they bought many properties, and that's probably one of the biggest.
And they got caught.
Yes, when the market changed and prices dropped and everything completely changed, then they couldn't sell the properties, so they ended up having these properties that they couldn't pay anymore. But on the other hand, lately we've seen a drop on foreclosures.
Well, yeah, they're all gone. Yeah. There's nothing left to foreclose on.
Yes, but also too, it's really good to let the audience know that there are now more opportunities than before, because banks are now more willing to work with the owners compared to a few years ago, where our owner will contact the bank and the answer will be, oh, no, we cannot help you. Now they really want to help, because no, just because they have got funds from the government, but because they realize it's more expensive for them to foreclose a property, then help the owner either to do a short sale if they don't want the property, or they cannot afford to get a modification, or if they wanted to save the property, it's actually better for the bank. So now they're willing to help them.
Well, I wonder why it took them so long to figure that out. You know, back in 2008, when they did the first bank bailout, the idea behind that was, let's give the banks a lot of money, then you can reduce the amount of loans, sort of bring everybody up to level and get everyone equal as far as what the economy is and what your house payments are and what you owe on your house. So the government said, here, we're going to bail you out, we're going to give you this money, reduce. So the banks really didn't lose. Here's the money, reduce the mortgage. So they reduced the mortgage, the banks got the money for that. And of course, that came from the taxpayer. So the taxpayers bailed out the banks. And what did the banks do with the money? They kept it.
And they bought
other banks, and they expanded. And there was just such an outcry from the public. Hey, I thought that money was supposed to help us, that the banks finally came around and said, oh, well, yeah, we were doing that. It just took us a while to get there, and now we figured it out. Yeah. So now we have a problem, and Florida's the number one foreclosure state. Are the banks still holding back the properties and letting them out a little bit at a time, trying to raise the market price?
My personal opinion is they have changed that. It's more like they really understand that by the banks not helping the homeowners, they're affecting the whole nation economy, because if the homeowners cannot afford the property, then they won't be able to spend more money and go shopping, or they, you know, so now they realize it's worth it for them to help the homeowners. It helped, you know, they have to be more understanding and work the way the payments will be, you know, enough for the homeowners to afford the payments, not too high. So I think that's part of the reason now we have seen changes with the more and more successful modification. And also it's good for the audience to know, a lot of people are thinking they all will get the principal reduction in their mortgage, and that's not the case. That cannot be guaranteed. At Reach, we cannot guarantee that. We will do our work. We will do our best. But it's up to the investor, whoever owns the loan. They are the one that will make the decision. We've seen a very, very good, you know, modification where they had been, the balance had been reduced in half.
Mm.
But it depends. But also, too, it's good for the audience to know, all the owners in trouble, to know they had to think. The rents are very, very expensive now. There is a high demand, like If you look around, everywhere you go, you see new construction. Rents are definitely higher. And then if you do your effort and you contact an organization, then you will be able to save your home. You will be living in your own home. You will be not renting. And if you don't do anything, you will get to the point that you had to go and find a place to live, and you will be paying probably more than what you will be paying if you are making the payments for your own home.
I personally know a person, and I'm not going to say his name. He'd probably beat me up. But he lost his house through a foreclosure. The people that bought the house rented it back to him. So he's still staying in his home, but now he's paying someone else for the rent, which begs to ask the question, if he couldn't afford the mortgage, how can he afford the rent with the new people? And I asked that question, and basically it just came down to he didn't know what to do. And if I'd have known the Reach people before that happened, I'd have certainly sent him right over to Reach. But that was the problem. He just didn't know what to do. So he lost his house. He still lives there, but he doesn't own it anymore.
Yes, it's really sad. I think it is very common, you know, when you are in trouble and you get a notice from, you know, from the court, from an attorney saying that you have 20 days to answer. I mean, a lot of people think it's nothing can be done at this point because maybe my income is not enough. But then it's good that people, the audience, the owners know there are options. There are organizations like Reach that they will help them. They had no, there's free of cost. They don't have to pay anything to Reach.
Right. It's just like Shirley Wilson. She just figured it out. She spent a lot of money on attorneys. She kept running through the mill, circulating, going around and around. And finally, she got a hold of Reach. And in less than a couple of weeks, the problem was solved.
Yes.
How do you do that?
Well, we really take these seriously. We see our work not just as a work. We actually care about the clients. So we put all our efforts into, you know, work with this and not just to have a number of clients that got modification. More than that, we work and we really treat them as a family.
Well, that's important. And that way you're going to do a little bit more for the people because you know them. And we do build relationships at Reach. I mean, look at the people that call in. I'm thinking of, what's his name, Mr. Jackson a while back, and Batista, and all these people that we've helped that call in on their own. They just say, I want to spread the word. Word of mouth, obviously, is the best form of advertising, and we try to keep up with that right here at Reach Radio, but it's good. The people actually come in, and they'll tell their stories. And listen, folks, if we had someone that wasn't happy, we'd bring them in, too, but we don't have anybody that's not happy, do we? So the best thing to do is when you get that notice in the mail and you feel that the foreclosure is imminent, then call Reach, 855-48-REACH. We can't say it enough, 855-48-REACH. It's just that easy. And we have many counselors there that are qualified to take care of your financial and housing needs. Ivana, you're one of them, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're pretty sharp. She's brand new with Reach. What have you been with us now for, about 2 months, 3 months?
About three months.
And have you seen the magic happen yet?
Yeah, I've seen it. And not only that, but it's a very rewarding job because you see how we have helped different clients. So, we had a client that got a modification by herself through the bank. But then she was paying a lot. So when they called me and I said, there had to be something wrong with your modification, we reviewed her documents and she was paying a lot of money in the insurance. She didn't know the bank had put an insurance in the property and she was paying three times more than what she was supposed to. So we helped a lot. Yes.
Super. Well, that's what happens at Reach. I love it. Thank you for taking your Saturday and coming in and working with us. I know you could have been out at the beach or doing something else, right? But we're glad you came in. Well, that brings us up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat, Tracy, and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This beautiful property is located in the city of Lauderhill. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath unit. It has been totally redone by Reach's crack renovation team, headed up by master craftsman Jack Tracy. He oversees every Reach property, making sure all the work meets the highest standards. His team installed new wood cabinets, stainless steel appliances, along with granite countertops in this particular unit. There's two brand new bathrooms, new carpet throughout the house, and a huge walk-in closet. And the best part is, it's ready for your approval. It's located in Town Square. That's a gated community with a lobby, pool, and a common laundry facility. It's a great location, and it's close to everything. And like we say every week, you can Google Map this location. See it for yourself. It's 4848 Northwest 24th Court in Lauderhill, Florida. And Google loves that zip code, and it is 33313. 33313 at 4848 Northwest 24th Court in Lauderhill. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath unit, condo unit. It has been totally redone from top to bottom. And like we said, new wood cabinets and stainless steel appliances. There's an ice maker in there along with granite countertops. It's ready for you to move into. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat, Tracy, and Associates. Their number again, 561-351-8000. 561-351-8000. You can call Pat today. You have to wait about a half hour. She's getting ready to come on the show here. And then she'll be free and ready to take your call. Okay? Well, we've said this before, and even me, the one who just said it, would like to say it again. Thank you for joining us every Saturday. We do appreciate your company, and we'd like to give a hat tip to the Masonic Service Association over at the Palm Beach VA Hospital. They do a great job caring for our military heroes, making sure someone is there when our vets need them. And their volunteer efforts are on their own time and out of their own pocket. Thanks, guys, for listening, and thank you for your service. You can visit the show website at www.reachradioshow.com and check out our Home of the Week and listen to past shows. Once again, thank you.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Well, that means it's time to get into our house. This week's segment is brought to you by MHA. They're making homes affordable for everyone. Call 855-487-3224 and ask for an MHA counselor. Now, Rick Snyder, our resident do-it-yourself expert, has found a nugget of when not to do-it-yourself information.
Yep.
Rick, did you do that yourself?
Well, very good question, Alan. Of course I did. Okay. But before I did it myself, I asked myself three questions.
Right.
Do I know what I'm doing? What is my time worth? Could I hurt myself or my house?
Ooh.
And be honest, if you botch a do-it-yourself project, you might wind up paying big bucks to hire a pro to fix the damage you've done. Even if all goes well, the cost of buying or renting equipment could gobble up all that money that you saved on labor costs. I once tried to fix a sink on a Saturday. I fixed it, but I couldn't shut the sink off.
Until Monday.
Oh, no. A plumber came at 5:30. Laughing all the way through the whole job. Could I hurt myself? Ooh, ouch. Look, mental anguish and embarrassment are bad enough, but a do-it-yourself accident can result in serious injury and rack up medical bills that far exceed the expense of hiring a professional. Homeowners who don't know what they're doing can also damage the house.
Mm.
Think about it. You know, you change a washer in the sink and you can't turn the faucet off.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Especially if you're on the second floor.
Yes. And there's another project you might think about avoiding is an extension ladder up to the second floor. Mm. You're 14, 18 feet off the ground. You don't want to mess around with that stuff. Electricity is another one that's pretty scary to work with. And plumbing. Whoa. I know, Alan, that you do some plumbing.
Sometimes.
Oh, man. I can't imagine that. Electricity obviously has its dangers. Just shut the power down. That, to me, seems the best answer. I know you can work with wires with the light switch off. Whoa, gives me chills.
But to have the actual power, that you have to respect the power. That's but my ego tells me that I can do anything.
Right, until you get that zap.
Oh, yeah.
You're done at that point.
Forgot about that.
What's your time worth? That transitions nicely to a good rule of thumb. Don't jump into a DIY project just because it won't cost you as much as hiring a pro to do the job. If you have to look at your time as well as your money, it's said that, especially if you're making a healthy income and don't have a whole lot of free time, do you want to really tie up your free time on the weekend in the hot sun down in Florida? I mean, it's tough. So Think about those three questions. Do I know what I'm doing? Could I hurt myself or my house? And what is my time worth? And you know what? I wanted to talk also, and I know we're short of time here, but next week we'll talk about five home repairs that you really should know how to do. Things that break, things that plug up, switches that don't work, things that you can do without spending a lot of that time that are pretty easy. We'll look into that next week.
You know, as long as I don't have to break my ego, that's all that counts. Yeah. Well, when we return, Pat Tracy, Executive Director of Reach, checks in with the latest student loan information. You know, Pat told me the other day that working around the house instead of lying around the house wouldn't kill me. You know, she's probably right, but I'm not taking any chances. Bam.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Hello, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe, with a special message for first-time home buyers. And by the way, real quick, just to let you know, HUD defines a first-time home buyer as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So if you've been 4 years without a home, they consider you a first-time home buyer. And wouldn't that be a coincidence that Reach has a first-time home buyer workshop coming up tomorrow? That's July the 20th from 12:30 to 7 p.m. at Reach offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. You may not make this one because they fill up pretty darn quick, but I would suggest calling 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, and telling them that you would like to enroll in the next first-time homebuyers class. And you know, while you have them on the phone, ask about their credit builder workshop. They'll show you how to repair your damaged credit and get you on the road to a higher credit score. Call Reach today at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out, because all classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. Of course, that brings us up to the Reach Radio Executive Report segment. And we have a great report from Pat Tracy on student loans. Pat, are you in there?
I'm in here, Alan. Woo-hoo! How are you?
You're in the mix. We love it. You know,
I'm in the mix, and the show has been wonderful. It is so warming to hear the clients speak about what a great job the counselors have done. So it's been great for me to hear all those things today.
Well, and it's great for the bottom line, too, because we didn't have to pay them a penny to come in and do that.
We don't pay anyone a penny to come in.
That's right.
Probably not even you, Alan. Ooh. We're just so thankful that you give your time here.
Well, we love it because there's a message to give here, and we're the messengers. Don't shoot us, folks. We're just the messengers. Now, you've got some very interesting information about the student loan situation that we're in. I call it the student loaners.
Well, I do, Alan. You know, what happened in 1965? Do you have any idea, any memories from 1965?
I was a drummer in a rock band. I remember that, I think.
Okay. Well, in that particular year, the government established new government-backed student loan programs. So we've only been dealing with this type of thing that we're talking about today since 1965. And today, 7 out of every 10 seniors that graduate, 71% of everybody you see walking out graduating comes out of school with a debt of $29,400.
Ouch.
And from 2008 to 2012, college costs have gone up 24%. So you can only see it getting higher. Mm-hmm. Aside from that student debt, Alan, each household has an average credit card debt of $15,950. So when you take that into account, people that are just graduating, just starting out.
Oops, I think we just lost Pat there. It's a cell phone thing. Actually, she was getting ready to get into the fact that student loans, when they get out, they've got high credit card debt. They've got the student loan that they have to take care of, and finding a job, trying to take care of that. And with our economy in the shape that it's in, all you wind up is in debt. And without a job. And even if you did have a job, trying to pay back that tremendous amount of debt would make it very, very difficult to get through the rest of your life, really, until you get those loans down. You're certainly not going to be able to afford a house, because when they check out your credit score and they check out everything that you have in debt, you're not going to be able to get that house. Pat, you get back in there?
I'm back in here, and I apologize, but it is the cell phone. I'm down in Miami setting up our new office, so it is a cell phone issue, and I apologize. But student loan is now the major debt, aside from a home, that anyone has. And as you said, Alan, it impacts the ability to buy a home, buy a car, do any type of business. And if you looked at it as a whole, there's $1.2 trillion worth of student debt in our country. Mm-hmm. And it affects 40 million people. It's wow. The second largest debt to mortgages. And most of those student loan debts are above 6%, whereas banks can borrow from our government at 2% or
nice.
Below.
Yeah, of course. We got about a minute, Pat.
You got it. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. 60% of those that graduate do not believe it was a good value. And today, unemployment rate in the area of those just graduating is 12.5%. So you can put that together yourself. Be very careful on student debt. Make sure it's a worthwhile adventure or venture for you. Okay, Alan?
Absolutely. Now, if you're going to be a doctor or a dentist or something like that where you know the market's there, you're in good shape. But if you get into, say, something like television production, you never know what's going to happen there. And that's what will determine if you're able to get out of this debt and get back on a sound track.
That's true, Alan. Thank you so much for letting me take some time to talk about that, as it's going to be a big issue coming up in the election.
Well,
okay?
That's exactly correct, and we'll talk a little bit more about that and how they can redo the student loans. I think they're working on a program in Congress to get that done. I know they shot down the first step when they wanted to give a lower interest rate on the student loans, right?
Right. We do have two Republican senators that voted on the student loan bill, though, and it was Bob Corker out of Tennessee and Susan Collins out of Maine. So representatives that are standing with others to try to get this corrected.
Fantastic. Well, that brings us right to the end of the show. We do appreciate you taking your time this Saturday afternoon and spending it with us. We want to thank all our guests. They were great as usual. Check out the show website at reachradioshow.com, where Reach Radio Show archives are stored. Next week, Fred Thompson will not be on the show, but we have a reverse mortgage expert who will be, and I promise you, you will learn something about reverse mortgages that you never knew before. See you next Saturday, live from 12 to 1. Tell your friends about the show. You'll feel better about yourself.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got